Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, January 31st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for March corn down 3¼ cents at 680.5, March wheat down 9 cents, 743.5, and March beans down a nickel at 1530¼. We did not see any new flash sales here this morning. That's the second day in a row China has not been a buyer out here. The hope was that after the Lunar New Year that we'd see them come in Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, and buy something. But so far, nothing on the docket. That should be a little bit disappointing for the bulls out here who are looking forward to more Chinese business. The wheat was under pressure overnight with generally better wheat conditions. Kansas up 2, Texas up 3, South Dakota up 16, Nebraska up 4. The two that were knocked were North Dakota down 7%, and Oklahoma taking it on the chin down 38%. So a little bit mixed out there, but I think the big problem with the wheat is the Russians said that their wheat stocks are going to be 22.1 million metric tons. That's 42% higher than the five-year average. And we know that the Russians have been very aggressive and selling a lot of wheat out here at cheap prices. And I would imagine that's going to continue for some time. The weather in Brazil, more rains on tap for most of the country. Even the south looks like they'll get some rains. The north really needs to dry out. They don't need the rain right now. They need to dry out so the combines can get into the field and harvest some of this grain. We're a little bit behind. We're at 5% harvested last week on the beans versus 10% on average. And I don't think they're going to, you know, improve upon that ratio too much this week as long as it stays wet there. And every day that goes by that they can't get more beans out, it gives us an opportunity to sell the Chinese more. But so far they haven't been in the mood to buy it from us. The Argentinian weather looks a little bit drier here this week. They're going to get more rains on Thursday. The temperatures are 85 to 92 degrees in that range, so they're much cooler. Overall, you know, I think it's kind of a wash right now with the Argentinian weather, but I think the rains that we've had over the last week or two has certainly helped that crop quite a bit out here. So today looks pretty much like a turnaround Tuesday. The dollar is down 5 ticks. Crude oil is down another 40 cents a barrel, but it's a dollar off the lows. Dow Jones looks to open up a little bit higher. Bonds are up 0.75 basis points. We expect the Fed tomorrow to raise interest rates another 0.25%. Silver's down 16, gold's down $2. So, you know, I think it's just really going to be kind of a turnaround Tuesday in the grains here today. The cattle market, fats and feeders, you know, certainly look pretty strong, particularly the fats. So hopefully they can stay strong as well. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.